Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Grace Fox. Pop by my website, gracefox.com, to learn more about my teaching and writing ministry. Subscribe to my updates and receive some lovely printables to enhance your spiritual life. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Lent series with a discussion on today's Bible verse, John 13:34. Today's Bible verse is John 13:34. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. When I connect with my husband or grown kids by phone or FaceTime, the conversation usually ends with one of us saying, love you. The other person responds, I love you too. Now, it's easy to express those words when our relationship is all good, but not so much if there's tension for any reason. Yesterday, Kyle talked about Jesus identifying and sending out his betrayer after sharing his last meal with his disciples. Talk about a reason for tension, right? Jesus had poured his life into Judas the same as he'd done with the other 11, and Judas paid him back by selling him for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. It's hard to fathom how Jesus might have felt as he watched his friend slip into the darkness outside, knowing full well where he was going and why. But immediately after Judas left, Jesus spoke the words found in today's verse. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Jesus' teaching about love in the moment of Judas' betrayal seems both profound and ironic. Even more so, considering he also knew Peter would betray him within hours. Peter, one of his closest companions in that group of 12, would deny even knowing Jesus, not just once, not twice, but three times. Oh, how hard that must have been for Jesus to know these two disciples would turn their backs on him in his darkest hours. Now, Jesus had very little time left with his disciples, and he chose his parting words wisely. He could have spent them pointing out their failures and encouraging them to repent, but he didn't. Instead, he reminded them of his imminent departure and gave instructions for how to do life well without his physical presence with them. Loving others within the family of God topped his list. Jesus broached the subject by stating love as a command, not a suggestion. It's not something we extend only when it's easy, like when people are kind to us and when we feel as though they deserve it. We're to love others even when it's inconvenient or costly. No one in the history of mankind knew this as well as Jesus. Jesus' command to love others, as recorded in today's verse, paralleled two other things he said to his disciples that evening. The first is found in John 13:13-15, where Jesus spoke of their need to follow the example he set by washing their feet. Now, it's doubtful Jesus meant they were literally to wash one another's feet, but he certainly wanted them to show love in the mundane. This applies to us, too. As parents and grandparents, we show love to our family when we serve them joyfully in the ordinary. We prepare meals or do the cleanup afterwards, wash clothes or play the chauffeur role and more without grumbling. As neighbors, we can show love to those around us in practical ways like keeping an eye on their homes when they're away, delivering a home-baked treat now and then, and practicing hospitality by inviting them for a meal. As members of God's family, we can show love by visiting seniors and those in the hospital. We can offer to babysit little ones so a single mom from our church or a young couple can take a much-needed break. We can pitch in where help's needed at church so the same people aren't always left doing the bulk of the work. There are countless ways in which we can serve others throughout the course of everyday life, and they'll know we love them when we do so humbly and willingly, as Jesus did when he washed his disciples' dirty feet. The second parallel is found in John 15:12-14. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. So, whereas the first parallel implies that Jesus' followers must love others in the menial tasks of everyday life, this one denotes loving others even when it's costly. This sacrificial kind of love has nothing to do with whether or not the recipient deserves it, but everything to do with following Jesus' example. Romans 5:8 explains it well. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So, love is not just a feeling we act upon. Love is an action we take regardless of our feelings. It's choosing to do what's right, even when we'd rather do the opposite. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't act upon his emotions when he asked God to take the cup of suffering from him when he faced crucifixion? So, what happens if we disregard this command? John addressed this in chapter 4 and verse 8 of 1 John. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That's a pretty strong statement. It leaves no room for doubt that disobedience hampers our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Wouldn't it be exponentially better then to obey? When we do, others know that we are Jesus' disciples and we bring him pleasure and glory. As we enter this Easter season, let's do so with thankful hearts for Jesus demonstrating love toward us even when we don't deserve it. And let's ask him to give us teachable hearts so we can learn to love others sacrificially as he did. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us how you value people. Thank you, too, for teaching us how to do the same thing through Jesus' words and actions. Father, put within us the spirit of humility that we might joyfully love others in the mundane. And grant us the spirit of selflessness that we might love others in the sacrificial. We cannot do this on our own. We need you to fill and control us. So we invite you to do so we might love others well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.